Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Monday, September the 6th, 2021, where I'm broadcasting from home because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
This evening, we are talking about COVID-19, the opening of schools, and other issues.
Yes, and we will be having guests that will come in and weigh in on some of these issues that we're going to be discussing about this evening.
Now, according to the Minister of Health, there are roughly about 16 people who actually succumbed to COVID-19 yesterday, and 125 people tested positive for COVID-19. According to the ministry, 125,550 cases have been recorded in Zimbabwe since March last year. Out of this number, 116,401 people have recovered and 4,466 people have died of COVID-19. According to the same ministry, 2,713,548 people have actually received their first dose of the COVID vaccine. And then the people that have received the second dose are 1,717,430. Marvelous.
And according to these statistics, Zimbabwe is still continuing in its phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program, hoping to reach a target of 10 million vaccinations in order for the country to have herd immunity. And that's what we'll be talking about tonight with some of our guests. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yebo, marvelous. Yebo, Zulanda Balinjan, Lapikona, and Honest Geneo. See, long before that, obviously, the Minister of Health, it will happen to about 16 of the COVID-19 is solo. What to get about 125? But sorry, but the COVID-19. But so we are the Utah Montilolu. We have been jalo. We got to will happen to about 125,550. As about to COVID-19, we saw that the long But when they will happen to 116,401 as about paper COVID-19. Kuso kweke abayi 4,466 abantu asababulawa yi-COVID-19 kusukisela ngombimbitho. Luyabika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi kulabantu abayi 2,713,548 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yokuqala yokuthi bazinqabele kumbe bazivikele kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Kuzobuyake 1,717,430 abantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili. So ke kunjalo ke nxa sikhangela i-COVID-19 sakhangela njalo lo daba lwesikolo ukuthi isikolo labo bengalobi imhloliso babuyele namhla esikolo, kodwa kubayisaba abanye abantu ukuthi ubuyela kwabo kungani kuyahlupha. Njalo sizakhuluma ngokuthi-ke i-COVID-19 ivele isidale umonakalo onganani kule Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi kulabaculi, kulabantu abayizimisebenzi etshiyeneyo asebesenza okunye ngenxa ye-COVID-19. So ke kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunayo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi nemusi wemuvhuro September 6, 2021. Nhasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Totarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya yezvekufambisa izvo zviri kushorwa nevazhinji zvichinzi izvo mabhazi emazupco ari mashoma munyika, uyezve tozotarisa isu zviri kuitika pane zvematongerwo enyika munyaya dzakasiyana-siyana. Asi tombodzokera zvakare kutarisa panyaya yeCOVID-19. Pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinoti iro kubva nezuro September 5 Zimbabwe kubva muna March gore rapfuura rine vanhu 125,550,000 vakabatwa ivo nedenda reCOVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti pane vakabatwa nedenda iri vakakwanisa kurikunda vari pa 116,401. Totarisa isu vakashaya kubva kudenda iri pari zvino vari pa 4,482. Totarisa kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba dzeCOVID-19. Kubayiwa kwenhomba uku pari zvino kuri kumira iko kuri kuti Zimbabwe yakwanisa iyo kubaya vanhu vanokwana ivo 2.7 million nekudaudzira. Kunyange hazvo nyika iri kutarisirwa iyo kuti ifanire kunge yabaya vanhu 10 million kuitira kuti pawanikwe yavanoti ivo herd immunity vebazi rezveutano kuitira kuti chirwere ichi chisarambe chichipararira munyika. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa izvozvo, tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda kubva kuno kumuzinda weUnited Nations pamusoro pemusangano mukuru uchange uri kuitirwa muno muNew York mavhiki anotevera. Kuti zvichafamba sei, mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachange vari kuuya here kana kuti vachange vari padandemutande sezvichange zvichiitwa nevazhinji vatungamiri pamusoro pedenda recovid-19. Ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura. Hatine vanomirira mabato iwaya ezanopiefa neMDC Alliance vachiwanikwa vachipindawo vachitaura pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvino. Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. We've got a video from Plumtree. You know, one of our correspondents went to Plumtree. You know, there's this outreach program about COVID-19 that is being conducted by the Ministry of Health. All what they're trying to do is to highlight, you know, methods in which people can use masks, people can wash their hands, and all these other things so that they can prevent the spread of COVID-19. So let's listen to what one of the officials in Plumtree told villagers in Plumtree. You know, just hold on. Yes. So what this health official is saying, Marvelous, is that, you know, these masks, you know, they're a bit complicated at times because some parents are actually giving children masks and they're too big for them. So when they're too big, while other students are learning, the child will be busy trying to adjust, you know, that mask, which will be too big and, you know, not fitting the person in a proper manner. So she says that, you know, parents should actually provide masks that are small enough to cater for kids. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, children should avoid hugging each other, you know, because you don't know who has got COVID, you know, and all those kind of things. Because, you know, kids, yeah, when they go out there, they do a lot of things and went through all that as, you know, as people. So mm-hmm. At the end of the day, she's giving this kind of advice. Wash your hands, make sure that they follow certain protocols that are prescribed by the WHO and Zimbabwe's government.
Aiwapo, tirikunzwa isu dzidziso iri kupiwa vekumaruwa kumatebelele ndivanga vari kupiwa dzidziso nevamwe veutsanana the Minister of Health vachidzidzisa ivo kuti vana vana mai kana muri kuunana baba kana muri kupfekedza vana mamaski kana kuvasonera mamaski sonai mamaski anovakwana. Uyezve zvakakosha kuti kana vana vaenda kuzvikoro vasawanikwe ivo vachiwanikwa vachihengana nezvimwe zvakadaro nekuti haungazive kuti ane denda iri ndiani. Uyezve zvakakosha kuti vana kana vachinge vapiwa mamaska yavadzidziswe kuti anopfekwa sei. Ndichaedza kuti nditsvage maski yangu panapa timboona kuti tingakuratidza here munguva inotevera. Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. And Ezra Chisaspenda has been talking to a lot of people, you know, in Blau. And he is one of the gentlemen that he talked to about school fees. You know, some people were paying about $20 per term. Now they are going to be paying roughly about $60. And some were paying $40. They are going to be paying roughly about $80 per term per child. So some parents are saying, no, this is too much. So here he comes.
Come on, man.
Where's some loot?
Yeah.
Injani ikona kulezi zizwe?
Hayi kona nje inali ikona, ikona kancane kona.
Lapho ke namhlanje lokho embhotabhota abantu sikhuluma indaba zama-school fees la kwelile, ukwazile?
I-school fees isizwisa ubuhlungu vele sibe siyehlulwa yena le ibivele ikona. Sebebuye bafakela phezu kwalokho bekungasebenzeki lesikhathi sincane. Isikhathi sokuvula sivulwe emini kuvalwe futhi emini. Ngapha i-school fees isisikhwele sokusuka kusithamula. Abantwana sebezahamba nzima esikolweni manje.
Kula bantwana bangaki?
Mina ngiye esikolweni abantwana ngile 3.
Bonke bafuna i-school fees?
Bonke bafuna i-school fees.
Unkosikazi ungaphi?
Unkosikazi ukhona endlini.
Sozenza njani manje isithole ngaphi?
Ngiyaqala ngilami ngadinga usizo uncedo nxa kuyukuthi i-government iyaphathisa kwabaswela njengami. Lami ngibe ngomunye wakhona nithole uncedo ukuze abantwana besikolweni.
Manje kathi sijola kuvulwa kulokhu ithi i-COVID njani yabona uzivikele kakahle kanje. Manje thini wena lapha lizenza njani abantwana bangaliphatheli i-COVID ezindlini?
Lapho-ke sokuyinkinga sesingathi singakubeka kuNkulunkulu umdali wezulu lomhlaba ngoba kathesi abantwana sebesiyehlangana omunye uvela le omunye uvela le sebesiyehlangana akusazi ukuthi kuzabuya umntwana sephethene esikolweni ngoba lokho okuncane okwami njengoba kuwu-grade 4 ungalahla imaski kugcine sokubuya le COVID endlini
ngoba lokuthi ngezizandla abantwana abancane bafuna ukukhunjuzwa.
Yeah, hayi lapho-ke siyamkhumbuza ngoba mina ngiyafaka lesiye phezu kubhini.
Ngithi nxa behambe esikolo ngabe bengakhohlwa phela bahlangana abanye abantwana.
Anti uyabona kutshintshana amamaski kuzama ukuthi wena linganisa lesiponi yakukwana kanye le yami ukuthi injani. Lokana kusuka kube yi-riski futhi ebantwaneni abancane. Yeah.
So kuyini ongakhalaza? Ungakhalaza usithini kuhulumende weZimbabwe nxa kunje?
Isikhalazo engingaba laso ngeke ngizwe ngithi ukuthi abantwana vele sesisemkhuhlaneni. Kodwa hayi isikole ukuthi zivulwe ziright thina sibe sikhalaza ukuthi uhulumende asikhangelele ku-school fees kodwa abantwana sibe silesineke uNkulunkulu naye uzongenela kumkhuhlane kodwa hayi izikole bengilothanda ukuthi abantwana
bahambe
sikhala kakhulu nge-school fees. School fees isikwelele lo city council ngale laye amabhila kabuye eqansile asisakwazi ukuyini. Sibe sicela sivile ukuthi uhulumende asingenelele ku-school fees asingenelela kumabhili esithi kansila.
So that's one of the people that Ezra Jesus Banda talked to, you know, in Bulawayo. So this gentleman comes from Gwanda. He says that school fees is too high for him. He has been struggling to pay fees all along. And he says the situation is really bad because what they are going to do is to end up sending kids to school. And ultimately, they'll be sent back home. So he says he's appealing for help, that is government help. Apart from that, he has no source of income. He says he's really, really suffering.
Hey, what you can say about the bar with Taura? Shatinoona Shukutor, when you have been a wonder, Tripona Tikana Pachurungwache, let's talk to that you could create a Kaka Virakita. Last week, my Baberi Kivanga, Varku Chema Chemania Yui, Nibuti Mari, Zekubadara. Maschool fees dziri kuti netsei parizvino nokuti vazhinji havasi kuenda kumabasa panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Takaona zvakare mumwe wevatevedzeri webato reMBC Alliance amai Lynette Karenye Kore vachitaurawo zvakare panyaya iyoyi yekuti zviri kuomera vabereki kuti vawanikwe ivo vachiunganidza mari idzi dzeschool fees nepamusoro pekuti vazhinji vanga havasiri kuenda kumabasa panyaya yeCOVID-19. Saka ndozvimwe zvatiri kuona zviri kutaurwa nevabereki ava. Saka tichaenderera mberi tichimbonzwa panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika munguva inotevera.
Yes, so we've got another 2 other people that spoke to Ezra Jesus Banda. Here they come, marvelous.
Hayi lokhu esibhi sihamba sikhuma labantu na udadewethu lapho ehamba le ngane zakhe. Ubani ibizo ma? Emarion Winjani. Abantu bakho lapho? Esikolo ziyavulwa uyathini ukuthi i-school fees ikhwelile? Umkhiphe lo sozathi abantu bakuzwe sanga
zilibeni primary school
sisi $20
$20
bathi bafuna yona
nge-bondi ngabe 2000
ungawuhamba esikolo usuyidinge leyo mali umba wayidinga
ayikatholakali
manje uzayenzani
sazama ukubamba ngazo zonke indlela ngithole ihafu ngihambise.
Ekhaya kungaphi?
Ntabazinjeni.
So uyakhona nabantwana?
So oyiwani unye khona esikole $20 any primary sasizothi primary mina ngibhadale indaba sibhadale
hayi ukuthi ngisakhulumele asazinja ukuthi
ngisakhulumele lesi
even primary ngeke ngibhadala uya usisikole
oh okay manje lapho ngibona lapho uthula nje clinic uzohlatshwa
hayi bazobhadala
ngaphi lapha lo mntana ofendela
Umntasisa.
Umusiso zobhatala.
Eh.
Mm. So wena uswahlatha?
Yes, ngahlatha ukuzwana. Kuwa ngakho.
Kona lento wazile. Eh,
ukhuwe ukukhola
manje. Kuyasela kanti.
Ube ukukholakala kwesikhathi kwathisa
nalandiswa. Eh, ule BP.
Eh,
ule BP. Ule BP awuthathe isithu.
Hayi, nxa yalukhethela.
Kumthini?
Okay. Because why in that team? What about me? Zero guys.
Memory.
Man, you. We have because we. We have come
out.
Okay. So when we put us around the table, we are talking about the
last
year. Last year. We are
talking
Oya ba, yobuphi manje? Yobuphi. Wo ungakuye ke. Yebo
yakho baba,
so siyakhonisa mabula. Okay, ngiyocheke.
Eh.
Okay, this days abula manje.
Ah, abula manje.
Kodwa lo umkhuhlane we corona njani bona?
Ah, umkhuhlane we corona, sasizibona ezivelela eDorobheni
kwezinye indawo. Ekhaya
kodwa. Hayi, ekhaya ngeke ngibe lomfakazi. Aba babambayo bayaphinda ngathi sibahamba ngifari ngani. But
So that is Memory Nyoni. She lives in Ntabazinduna. Ntabazinduna is about 43 kilometers, outside Bulawayo. So she says that, the school fees issue is very sensitive because many people don't have money. She doesn't have money as well. She tries to do vending and she's not getting enough money. And her husband is a coal panner and is not getting a lot of money too. So the family is struggling, according to her. And she says, there's no way out. They have to try by all means to do what they can. And at the same time, she's encouraging people to go for vaccinations. Because she says that could be maybe the only solution to this COVID-19 crisis.
Dzemaschool fees uyezve vachitaura kuti pari zvino havasi kukwanisa kunge vari kuriritira mhuri sezvo mabasa asiri kubatsika uyezve vamwe vari kuita zvekuita zvechikorokoza kunzvimbo yavari saka vari kuti pari zvino hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka ikoko sezvo mari isiri kunyatsobuda zvakanaka panguva ino nenyaya yeCOVID-19 asi ndikuona kunge tine vanyarikani vedu vari pano kuti tienderere mberi tichikurukura pamusoro pezvimwe zvematongerwo enyika pari zvino.
Yes, so there are many issues that are affecting Zimbabwe. And one of the issues really is COVID-19 and others are to do with party defections. We are told that there are some MTC MPs who have actually defected to the ruling ZANU-PF party and we don't know what's going on there. And at the same time, there are issues to do with United Nations, General Assembly. We are told that President Mnangagwa will be attending the meeting virtually, like most of the leaders. So let's start with you. I think we've got our guest, Marvelous, go ahead.
We've got Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the NBC Alliance, who is the chairman for North here in America. Can you just go ahead and tell us what is the update regarding what Gibbs is talking about, I think I saw NBC President Nelson Chamisa today talking about the issue of defections or those that have actually left the NBC alliance to allegedly join other parties, including ZANU-PF.
Yes, Nambonzwa Tete Marvelous, Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Akaterera, Mambonzwa Mchitawara Nyeku Tiku Peka Mask, Yeniko Ratizawa, the mask, you know, Peka say. Mm-hmm. we can't see
the inscription. What's
you
written?
See the inscription?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, no, you're too far. So
okay, all right. So yeah,
defections. Yes, defections.
The defections are that has happened before. We have had people coming from the MDC alliance going to ZANU-PF, and vice versa. We have had people coming from ZANU-PF defecting to the MDC alliance, and also other political parties like the MDC that is led by Monzora. It's something that happens in all political arenas. And we, as the MDC Alliance, we do not stand in the way of people who decide otherwise. It's their democratic right, it's the members of parliament, or it's the individual's democratic right to align with any political ideology of their choice. And if there are any that have defected to ZANU-PF, I haven't heard of them. I haven't known about them as I'm speaking now. But if they have done so, is their democratic right.
Thank you so much. Let's hear from ZANU-PF, one of the officials based in UK, and that is Dr. Mabaza. Dr. Simamoza, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Gibbs. And
I saw you shaking your head when this gentleman showed us his mask.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to correct it. You see, English is not our mother tongue. It came through various ways. Actually, what was supposed to be written on that mask was ZANU-PF must go on. So they forgot the word on at the end. And I'm just asking him to correct it and add that word because it simply means ZANU-PF must go on. So that's why I was shaking my head on the grammatical errors which has been done by MDC, but it goes on then to in the response that despite the grammatical errors on a mask, they've made errors in their party such that people are leaving their party en masse, joining either Monzora or joining ZANU-PF. The reason why we are having so many MPs and other high profile members from MDC Chamisa coming to ZANU-PF, they've seen that there is a light in ZANU-PF. They've seen that there's a warp in ZANU-PF. They've seen that ZANU-PF is not only a party of words. We fulfill what we have said. We have fulfilled what we have promised. And halfway through the term, the president, Mnangagwa, has overseen a lot of projects. The roads are now being done, and the recreation of buildings. The court was opened last week in Chinoye, one of the states of the art, which is like a crown court in the UK. So there are so many things which we are seeing now to show that ZANU-PF is actually going on. And because of that, you can see, Gibbs, that even MDC, Seguru Soshe here, had actually agreed with us that ZANU-PF must go on because it is doing the best it can. So, yes, the defections will only show that they are standing in a hot pot, which is useless. So they have to run away from the discomfort of MDCA and go to the comfort of ZANU-PF in order to pull forward with Zimbabwe, in order to go ahead with the nation. So those are our heroes. They are for the building of Zimbabwe. They are not for bickering and political nonsense which is being perpetuated by the MDC alliance all over. But they are saying, no, we are tired of allies from people like Job Sikala, Nelson Chamisa, Tendai Biti, and Jokora here. They said, no, what we need to do now is to look into Emmerson Mnangagwa and say, Mr. President, take Zimbabwe a step further. And the ZANU-PF must go on.
Thank you very much. And I know that Mr. Soswe, Mr. Sokora, he is a writer, he's an author, you know, and he was an English teacher, I know it. So at the end of the day, for him to say ZANU-PF must go and end there, what did it mean to you, Mr. Sokora? Because the gentleman is saying, you guys, you did wrong there.
Yeah. let me just send a very kind warning to my Muzukuru there. Dinasi mukauya muchita basa rekutukirira MDC muchituka President Chamisa semugariro wenyu ndokubudirai musaga. That let's discuss ideas, let's have a contestation of ideas, not to come here and how insults at other leaders. That will not be entertained today, Dr. Vezekunyepa. But anyway, I'm a teacher. I would not make such a grammatical error. It's ZANU-PF must go, and that's what millions of Zimbabweans are saying. What are you saying, Mzuguru? ZANU-PF must go on murdering people. ZANU-PF must go on making Zimbabweans suffer. ZANU-PF must go on making Zimbabweans in the diaspora beggars. ZANU-PF must go on, you know, making our education a crepe of education like that. ZANU-PF must go on making our youth jobless the way they are today.
But the bottom line here is, Mr. Sokora, with due respect, it seems as if there's an issue that is attracting these people to ZANU-PF. And what is the issue? If your friend has decided to join ZANU-PF today, what does it mean?
There is nothing, Vakuru. There is nothing. It's ZANU-PF is using its financial muscle. They are attracting people. They've made people impoverished. They've made people poor. That's what any dictator would do. You know, for them to stay with the people, they make you poor, very poor, to the extent that when they give you crumbs, you clap hands, no, that's what all dictators do. And now they can easily go to the people, even those in MDC Alliance, not only MDC Alliance, but also other political parties, and give them something. You know, these people are selling out for nothing. They're selling out for $10,000. They're being given a farm or promised a farm, and then they go. These are hungry people. These are, you know, people that have been let down by the government of the day, and they have no choice than to just take whatever they are being given, the crumbs that they are being given. There's nothing in terms of ideology. There's nothing in terms of ideas that the people can defect for. And yeah, we know that for a fact. If we go back to the 2018 elections, you know that our President Chamisa was voted by more than 2.6 million, way more than what Emmerson Mnangagwa got. That shows you that the MDC Alliance has the proper message. It has the people at heart, and the people have faith in it. The people believe in the MDC Alliance. They know that the MDC Alliance will do a better job for the people of Zimbabwe. They know that the MDC Alliance will deliver jobs. They will deliver the youth from unemployment. They will deliver Zimbabwe from all these social and economic problems that we are having.
Yes, siyamuzwa kakhulu ke ubaba uTawanda Tsokora ungalapha phela eMelika uMDC Alliance ngiyokhokhela ke khona ngapha kule Melika. So ngasikhangela ke khona manje akukhulumayo ukuthi uyabona ukuthi kulabantu asebesuka kuMDC Alliance bangena kuZANU-PF. So ngokukhuluma kwakhe ke uthi iZANU-PF isebenzisa imali akukho kunye, isebenzisa imali ukuthi abantu bangene khona ngale. Njalo siyenza ukuthi abantu bengenelisi ukuziphilisa. Ngakho ke nxa abantu bangasaziphilisi ungabuya ke lokuyi 5 cents bagijima abantu bangene khona ngale kumbe wenze konke ke okungenzakala. So ke uthi umnumzana Nelson Chamisa nguye ongani angalosi ilizwe leZimbabwe. Njalo ke usilo Dr. Zimbabwe Mabaza ukhuluma ke esithi hayi phela okwenzakala ku-MDC bajekisela ukuthi nxa bebuya kuZANU-PF. IZANU-PF iyasebenza okunye okumangalisayo ukuthi le nhlelo eziningi ezenzayo. Njalo zinhlelo zakhona ngezemigwaqo kuzobuya lokunye okujiyeneyo. So ke sike sabona njalo ubaba ke uTsokora gqoka ke imask ebhala ukuthi ZANU-PF must go. So ke ubaba Mabaza ucele sithi hayi akubhalwanga kuhle. Kumele ukuthi babhale ukuthi ZANU-PF must go on. So khona ke uTsokora wathi a-a akumelanga uhambe njalo. So ke phakathi kwabo bobabili lapha kabavumelani ukuthi kumele ilizwe leZimbabwe lenziweni. Ngabela siqhubeka khonapho size ukuthi ungathini.
Ehe, ke ithi mbunzwa panyaya yethu khona kuthi ichokwadi vaviri ava veza uPF vadutsa Mabaza uyezve nere MDC Alliance vakawanda zvikuru havasi kuwirirana pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvinhu. Tombopinda pamisangano ichange iri kuitwa kuno kuAmerica yeUnited Nations. Pari zvino tirikuona kuti president kana kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa taona pachinyorwa zvinyorwa zvekuti vachange vari padande mutande. Zvinorevei izvi? Totsanga nemi vajokora.
To me, and I mean, maybe even to ZANU-PF, it's a blessing in disguise that Mr. Mnangagwa has been is the United Nations. Obviously, when they made that decision, I don't think it was a decision for the people. If it was for the people, if it is true what they wrote on their statement, then job well done. But I think they also took into consideration what happened in 2019. We all know that Emmerson Mnangagwa was forced to address empty chairs at the United Nations, and it was very embarrassing. How did that happen? The people of Zimbabwe here in America and Canada lobbied the international community to boycott Mr. Mnangagwa's address, and it happened. He addressed empty chairs, and it was all over the internet. Everyone knows about that. And I also think that they took into consideration the embarrassment that was meted to Mai Mnangagwa, Auxilia Mnangagwa, at that same time when they came in 2019. You will remember that she was supposed to be given an award at the Harvard University. And the people of Zimbabwe, patriotic people of Zimbabwe, protested and said that she doesn't deserve that award, together with the former ambassadors of the United States of America, and that award was resigned. She was also supposed to go and receive another so-called high-level award in Canada and also address a women's conference there. The people of Zimbabwe did what they did and said that this woman does not deserve to be representing the women of Zimbabwe, because women are being raped in Zimbabwe, women are being assaulted in Zimbabwe, and she has never said anything about it. And the Canadian government listened to them, and she was barred from getting into Canada. So I think they took into consideration all those things, and they did not want to, you know, see that kind of embarrassment again, because they already knew, they see the posters, obviously, that the people of Zimbabwe were going to be protesting at the United Nations on the 18th of September. And to prove that the V11s of that, you see that on that statement that was written by the so-called Office of the President, they are saying it's a lie, actually. They are lying that the United Nations General Assembly is starting on the 21st of September. The United Nations General Assembly starts on the 14th of September and ends on the 13th of September. It's now your homework. Why is the Office of the President lying about something that is on the website? It's there on the website. If you go on the UNGA website right now, you see the actual deaths. Why are they putting their own deaths, deaths that are not there, deaths that don't exist in as far as the United Nations is concerned? So that's what's happening. But anyway, we as Zimbabweans here will be there at the United Nations on the 18th of September demonstrating. The demonstrations have never been about Emmerson Mnangagwa. They have never been about ZANU-PF only. They are about the people of Zimbabwe. We go to demonstrate at the United Nations to represent the people of Zimbabwe, to speak on behalf of Joanna Mamombe, who is being persecuted. We'll be speaking on behalf of Makombore Aruzivishe, who is in jail today because he whistled. We'll be speaking on behalf of all those civic and political leaders that are being persecuted by the Mnangagwa regime. That's the purpose of that demonstration, to talk about what is going on, to let the world know what is going on in Zimbabwe, the truth of what is going on in Zimbabwe. But most importantly, we'll be at the United Nations to talk about the diaspora vote, that we, as the diasporans, we are entitled to vote. We must be allowed to vote. We are bankrolling that economy. $1.3 billion is being sent to Zimbabwe by Zimbabweans in the diaspora, and we are supposed to be getting that constitutional right to vote. So that's why we'll be at the United Nations. Thank you. Mnangagwa will be there or not.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So let's get Dr. Mabaza to respond before we go to Mr. Michael Ndweni and Reverend Hussein Isbanda. So let's get Mabaza first so that we can... Yes.
So at first, I think Zokora is a big problem. One, we must know that in light of the continuing COVID-19 pandemic and its stretch globally, the president had found it necessary not to risk or waste the taxpayers' money. So he has agreed, the president has this year decided not to attend the UNGA in person. Instead, he will participate virtually like other leaders. It's not every leader who is coming. There are a number of leaders who are not coming who are going to attend virtually. His pre-recorded statement will be played. It's scheduled for Thursday, the 23rd of September, and it will be then played. Then it's a pre-recorded statement, which has already been recorded. And again, there are some high-level meetings which occur on the sidelines of the main debate. Those are going to be attended by the president virtually as well. So this is nothing like he's afraid of three MDC misfits who will be poking their future with those red cards demonstrating. This is a shame and an embarrassment of people who still want to pull their country down whenever they get a chance. When they're out there, they're supposed to be ambassadors of Zimbabwe, not detractors, not the witches. They are so despicable.
How about if you don't agree with what is going on? How do you express yourself?
We have got ways to express ourselves back home.
Like,
none of them is in exile. They can go home. They can demonstrate in Zimbabwe. Why do you want to demonstrate in the public gallery? Why do you want to go outside at the neighbor's house? You have got a chance. You have got your MPs who are in parliament for how long? MDC has been in parliament for so many times. Why don't they come up with whatever they want to be changed and vote for it? Why don't they lobby other MPs? We are a democratic country. What do you benefit from putting Zimbabwe into a red zone of economic bliss, of human rights abuses, which you know that these are lies? Why would they talk about Joanna Mamombe? Joanna Mamombe realizes that there's a United Nations going on this week. What does she do? She deliberately did not go to court so that she'll be issued with a warrant of arrest, so that when she's arrested, she'll come back and say, they're harassing me. She's deliberately soiling our laws and disrespecting them. She's daring the law to see if they arrest her for not coming to court when she was asked to. Then she will use a big mouth people like Sekuru Shoshede to stand up and say nonsense about their country. This is so angering, actually, that we have got people up to this age who still want to have Zimbabwe tarnished its image simply because they want power. We must realize that every 5 years there are elections. And in those elections, we know in 2018 that Chamisa lost. After losing, he went to the highest court in the land. And he did that to the Constitutional Court. And guess what? He lost.
Thank you, Dr.
So many lawyers, he got all over.
Thank you.
In short, before I leave, because that will be my last
comment. Yes. Okay, just 1 minute.
I was going to say, so many leaders are not attending the United Nations, not because they are afraid of demonstrations. Demonstrations, we allow them. We don't have problems with demonstrators in Zimbabwe or outside Zimbabwe. But we ask them to search themselves, search their souls. What are they doing this for? Whom are they demonstrating for? Simply to show that they are doing nothing. They are doing something. They are demonstrating those who are paying for them, those who are giving them money. They are doing it for their financiers, not for Zimbabwe, not for the people of Zimbabwe. And it's a shame on these people. And I will say my last words. I think it's a high time we should grow up as Zimbabweans. Let's unite. If there is a thing that you don't agree with, let's look at it. And finally, Gibbs, you had said you're going to talk about the problems of the buses back home. I can say to you, and I agree with people who are complaining, and for the first time, Jokwana, I can agree with you. it is a wrong move for the government to arrest people who have got transport or lifts in unregistered buses. That is a duty for the government to provide enough public transport.
Thank you. They cannot then
arrest people for that, and therefore I don't agree with that, and that has to be changed.
Thank you very much. Now, thank you so much for joining our show today. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Right, before we go to Mr. Tsokola, I know he has got a lot to respond to. Let's bring in Mr. Michael Ndweni and then Reverend Usen Sbanda. Babu Ndweni, can you hear me?
Dube, ngiyani ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah, ilapha kathi ukukhulunywa ke ngakhona ukuthi kulama defections ahamba khona ngale abantu basuka ku MTC Alliance besiya khona ngale ke kuzano kuzobuya futhi njalo lokunye okuhluphayo ongani ke nxa sikhangela abantu ngazani kuvele kuzaba le demonstration ngapha kule Melika ngesikhathi seUNGA United Nations General Assembly lento ezinjalo kodwa ke wena ongasitshela ngakho ke ukuthi situation kathesi njani khona ngapho nxa sikhangela iCOVID-19 njalo ama vendors lokuthi enza njani ungangena khona lapho sizileta ke lobaba uReverend Usen Sbanda.
Ngiyabonga baba Dube, ithuba lelo nike lona ukuthi lati sikhulume indaba zethu ezabantu abazisebenzayo. Ngathi kathesi ke abantu bayasebenza, of course bayasebenza, kodwa ke ngani kuyasikhathaza ukuthi amahola okusebenza ayehlile. Sizokubangela ukuthi i-curfew iyaqala nxa kutshaya ihola lesithupha lengxenye. Okutshengisele ukuthi abantu abaningi sekumele baphangise ukugoqa impahla zabo babuyele ezindlini. Kutsho ukuthi nxa kutshaya u-3:30 kumele bagijime baye ezindlini. Ngathi ngamapasi 200 qala ukugoqa izinto ukuthi bayefonela amabhasi. Ngizwile abanye bekhuma phambilini vele ayeneli abantu batshona besemzileni bemelele ukuthi bathole amabhasi okuhambisa. Yinto abantu abakhala ngayo kakhulu lokuthi kanti indaba vele imngcele ingavulwa ikakhulu kulabo asebehlatshiwe nxa kuyukuthi ukuhlatshwa kwabantu kuzasiza ekutheni nxa usithiwa kwa lo mkhuhlane ungalaliswa. Kumbe kulobo kube libobelo ungaguli kangako. Indaba ke imngcele ingavulwa eminye abantu bahambe bayethola imali ngokuyathengisa impahla emazweni. Abanye kanti sebe besebenza nje bathi kuvalwe kunje, kade bebhizi bekhanda impahla khonapha elizweni abafuna ukuzikhipha ziye ngaphandle ziye buya le-foreign currency. Abanye njalo bafuna bayewoda impahla azothengisa elizweni. Nxa kuvaliwe kunje kuvalelweni ke akuvule abantu abahlatshiwe bahambe bayedinga imali baphilele ezimoli zabo. Njengoba sazi ukuthi umkhonomo weZimbabwe vele amahlombe awo ahlezwi ngabantu abazisebenzayo, singathi bawathwele yonke into emahlombe abo nxa sikhangele even i-GDP yethu, nxa sikhangele ubiko evela ku-IMF ekutheni over 60% of the gross domestic product yethu ivela kwi-informal economy. So yiwo umnotho nxa kuvalwa kusibanje kutsho ukuthi-ke abantu abaningi impilo zabo zifasengcopheni.
Yes, I was all marvelous. We also have Reverend Usen Sbanda. So go ahead.
I want to change the media. Maybe if you can just update us as to what are you seeing on the ground, especially regarding how people are coping during this COVID-19.
The situation is that first, in terms of vaccinations, we are seeing a lot of people attempting to get vaccinated, getting their first jab. The situation has also been made that way because of the opening of schools, the regulations around opening of churches. It has forced many people to go for the vaccination. But in terms of the figures and in terms of statistics, I think there's been a decrease now in terms of the rate of infections. I don't have them offhand, but we've seen, I think, a decrease in that. I would also say, however, the challenge is that public transport, ZUPCO, the shortage of public transport, I think is problematic in the sense that you have huge crowds everywhere gathering, and this is a super spreader on its own. And also now with schools opening and children coming together, coming through public transport, I'm really, I think with many other people, we are now expecting another upsurge because of that. And I think unless the issue of the liberalization of the transport sector, I think is very key in the prevention process. So the monopoly of Zutco is not going to be helpful. You have many queues. I've just come home now and drove through town. It's crowded with people trying to get transport back home. As I speak to you now, in Bulawayo, 6th Avenue Extension is crowded. Hyper, you know, market, pick and pay hyper, it's crowded. So it's everywhere. And I think there's even a big query now from the churches to say, why would you prevent churches which are more conscious, where people are sanitizing, temperatures checked, and there's spacing? Why would you prevent them and let people be overcrowded where there's definitely super spreading of this disease?
So if you had a word that you would be targeting at government, what would it be right now if they were listening?
Well, one of the key issues is partnership with Ministry of Health. It's very, very key. So that we can first spread the message of the vaccination campaign to get more people vaccinated. I think that is, I'll say that is the solution that we should be targeting. So as I speak to you now as Christian Alliance, we're actually trying to get the different partnership at district level with Ministry of Health so that this could be done. But also an engagement with government on liberalizing of the transport sector. I think it's a key component in this whole thing. And with schools opening, I also think that we need to go back to the getting schools, the masks situation, the distancing, the sanitization. You know, those protocols are very key to be followed. But also the issue of teachers, all the teachers being vaccinated, and also ensuring that there's cleaning of school, of classrooms afterwards, and so forth. I think all those protocols are very, very important.
Gibbs, I'm not sure. Sean, I'm not
aware. I'm very poor. Yeah, no go taura, but
not too well. Yeah. So
not let's, too well.
Yeah. So
we'll come back to you, but over to you, Gibbs. I will ask Jokora when he comes up. But over to you.
Yes. You know, we've been covering this Zim Expo, marvelous. So I've got an interview that I did with Sandra Ndebele. He is in Dallas, Texas. He's got some other musicians there. So on Friday, we talked to Toki Vibes. Toki, Andy's Toki, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
So we talked to Toki. He's a hit, you know, among certain, you know, fans.
Yes, and don't forget also Baba Manyeruke.
Yes, Manyeruke as well, yes. So let's hear Sandra's discussion with me on this kind of an issue.
Thank you very much for having me all the way from one to ten. It's Kapopo Senu. I'm here in Dallas, Texas. Okay, it's all about culture. So now I'm in Dallas sharing my culture, my Zimbabwean culture. Umculo wami, which I sing in all Zimbabwean languages, as you know how diverse I am, especially musically. I sing Shona, I sing Sindebele, I sing Donga, I sing Isikhalanga. So yeah, it's all about sharing my culture here in Dallas. And again, it's my first time. I've never been here. I've never been to America. So yeah, it's my first time, and I hope things will move accordingly.
Yeah, so how is it so far so good?
So far so good, but the weather, it's so hot. We've never felt these temperatures before. It's our first time to be. We've experienced them when we travel to Dubai, not here in America. So yeah, but again, it's our first time. So the strange thing, you hear that other parts of Washington, with a tornado. Then where we are, it's so hot. Then you ask yourself, in one country, mm-hmm. so it's just an experience. It's an experience for us.
So I'm told there are several artists that are around. So what brought you here exactly?
We are going to be performing and showcasing our Zimbabwean music here in Dallas. And I know there are a lot of people that have been here and they are homesick. So we are coming here to give them that experience. I came with Jasik now, with Turkey Vibes.
And you've watched a new song. Tell us a bit about this.
I worked with Knox Nguni. We grew up together. We started, you know, like if you've heard 2003, the Ebb and Grooves era. We are the Ebb and Grooves Bangkona. So we say to ourselves, Knox, you know, like we've known each other for this long and you've relocated, you're staying in SA. Why can't we try something? Let's do something. Then February, that's when I went to Joburg for my other jobs, and then we hooked up, we did the song and we did the video, and the video just came out. So the video is Touch Me Not. I think it was the pictures that that influenced the creativity for the song. So yeah, that's why Touch Me Not came.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, what are these pictures? Tell us.
Okay, you know, like during the lockdown era, everyone was at home, we're not doing anything, you know, like you move from one room to another. And Jongabu was, oh, mama, what we love doing, we love packing and unpacking and doing things. And I opened these suitcases, then I find I've got all these clothes, and I don't know when was the last time I last wore them. Then my kids started saying, ah, mommy, these are cool. Why can't you wear them? Then I'm like, but these are too short because I'm now mommy, you know? Then the little one says, no, you have to look like a mommy girl, you know? How come in other countries, mommies wear short skirts, mommies wear shorts? Then, yeah, we decided to go for it. Then I did the photo shoot. I did the photo shoot for the clothes, for me. I didn't know the impact that the pictures was going to create, and boom, the pictures revamped everything.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, ah, okay.
So now, yeah. Touch Me Not, I think you composed it while you wanted to do it exactly. And it sounds like good music. So can you sing a little bit?
Thank you. Bebembona njalo njalo nsuku zonke bona bebembona njalo njalo when I away betala njalo amalanga onke betala njalo 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 when I away manjula batalaza batalaza manjula batalaza touch me not touch me not manjula batalaza touch me not. Thank you so much.
what's the meaning what's the meaning of that song? Sounds
touch me not.
Don't touch
you can
me.
Look, you can admire, you can see from afar, but you can't touch.
It's coming from those clothes, right? Those clothes, right?
From the pictures.
Talk to your followers. Talk to them.
Ah, okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, talk to them. Say something to people out there.
Ah, okay, to abalandeli bami. I'm so thankful for your support. I'm so, so thankful. This is why Brent Sandra, Ipila, it's still there after almost 20 years now in the industry. So I'm so thankful and ngiyalithanda kakhulu. And if it wasn't for you, ngabe asikho lapha eAtlanta namhlanje. But because of your love and support and keeping the brand afloat, this is why we are here. So I'm so thankful and grateful. Ngiyabonga ngizehlisa kakhulu yini lonke. Thank you very, very much.
And one thing for sure, you're now married. How many kids do you have now?
Three.
Their names?
Three. I've got 2 points.
Their names?
Ah, Nkanyiso, Bayanda, and Zinhle.
Sandra, thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for having me. That is Sandra Ndebele. She's still very, very active. Marvelous. She's been in this business for almost 20 years now. And she says the latest song that she composed was based on some photographs that she took, you know. She actually went into an old wardrobe and pulled some short ones and tight ones and, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah, very interesting.
And then she was encouraged by her daughter, the last born. She said, you know what, I want you to look like a mommy girl, you know. So go wear them. So that's the song by the name Touch Me Not.
Yes, and it's
a very, very good song, I think. So go ahead.
Ewa, regating bodzokera kunyeshe matongerwe nyika vajokura. Tinoona muri kutaura imi kuti makaronga musangano mukuru wekuratidzira. Asi muri kutaura zvakare kuti ivo mutungamiri wenyika vanenge vasipo. Saka mune muchiratidzira kunani?
Ndo zvatanga tichitaura zviya kuti isu kana tichiratidzira hatisi kuratidzirira Emmerson Mnangagwa kana ZANU PF. Isu kana tichiratidzira basa redu nderekuudza nyika dzimwe dzatinodyidzana nadzo, nyika dzakazara pasi rese, kuti izvi ndo zviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Vanhu vari kushungurudzwa, vanhu vari kusungwa, vanhu vari kumbunyikidzwa kodzero dzavo. Vanhu vari kutambura muZimbabwe zvakanyanyisa kupfuura dzimwe nyika dzose dzepasi rose, kwete nenyaya dzezvirango zveupfumi, asi kuti nenyaya yekubiwa kuri kuitwa mari muZimbabwe. Ikodzero yedu, ipasa redu sevana veZimbabwe kushambadza zvinhu zvakadaro. Pachi vanhu taiti kufumura kana paine zvinhu zvakashata zvinenge zvichiitika munyika, zvinofanirwa kufumurwa kuti zvicharambe zvichidzokorodzwa. Saka tinenge tiriko kuUnited Nations, zvisinei kuti vamunangagwa variko here kana kuti havako, nekuti hatisi kuitira izvi ivo vamunangagwa, tiri kuitira izvi vana veZimbabwe vatinofanirwa kutaurira. Tiritori vatauriri vevanhu, vambuya vari kuMhondoro, vambuya vari kuHwedza, vari kupi pasi kwenyika uko vasingakwanise kuuya kuno kuzotaura. Uye tinozviziva zvakare kuti vana vedu vari muZimbabwe, vanhu vari muZimbabwe havasi kupiwa kodzero yavo yekutaura kumbunyikidzwa kwavari kuita. Ukangotaura chete vatovharirwa mujeri. Saka isu vari kuno ratova basa redu kuti titaurire ivavo vasingakwanisi kutaura. Saka tikuti vana vese veZimbabwe, zvisinei kuti uri kubato ripi, uyai kuUnited Nations kuNew York, tisangane ikoko titaure nyaya yekodzero dzedu. Kodzero hombe yatiri kutaura ndeyekuvhota. Kodzero yedu isusu vana vari muZimbabwe, veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, bumbiro remutemo rinotipa kodzero yekuvhota. Tinofanira kunge tichivhota. Saka isida kunotaura ikoko kuti tinofanira kubvumidzwa kuti
Time is out. Thank you so much. Let's give Mr. Ndweni only 1 minute for his last word. Mr. Ndweni, go ahead, sir. 1 minute exactly.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. My message is very simple, is that the government, I think, must try to consider reopening borders for people to go into business out of the country, and for those that are vaccinated, of course, and also the issue of the curfew. People must be allowed to trade at least around 4 or 5, so that at least people begin to make money. For us, if they are vaccinated, then they must be allowed to trade, because I think it should be a kind of a carrot and stick. There must be incentives for people getting vaccinated. Otherwise, still the same. You get vaccinated, then don't go out to do your business. So abantu bavunyelwe bayisebenza ngoba bahlatshiwe amabhoda avulwe, abantu bayethengisa, bayethenga impahla zokuthengisa elizweni, kuze kukhanye ukuthi nxa uhlatshiwe phela kulo mvuzo wani. Kuqakathekileyo mbona uhulumende kumele asenzele khona njengenhlanganiso ibulawa association and those abantu abasebenzela nje elizweni.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ndweni. On that note, we have come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanga Nyahuye Ntiti Ngatsangane Jokare Mangwana for Let's Talk Ngatikurkurei, Bili Monomo, Washington.
Good night.